Thank you and good afternoon. The California Highway Patrol has now reported that a second victim has died as a result of a deadly vehicle collision on Highway 36 over the weekend. 24-year-old Cade Chandler was driving his pickup truck with three other passengers when he lost control of his truck near Swimmer's Delight. The truck left the roadway, crashed into a tree, and then rolled down an embankment. Chandler and 21-year-old Savannah Kindred were thrown from the vehicle and both suffered major injuries. Kindred was airlifted to Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital and later died that night as a result of the injuries she suffered. The second passenger, 19-year-old Kendra Lewis, was found dead at the scene, while a third passenger sustained moderate injuries. Chandler was arrested for felony DUI and vehicular manslaughter. Monday night, Eureka police officers arrested and booked 26-year-old Eureka resident Kayla Tatum after Tatum stabbed a Bayshore Mall employee. Police received a call from the employee who reported that Tatum was attempting to stab her. After Tatum stabbed the victim, she was quickly pepper sprayed and detained by mall security and an off-duty police officer. Based on witness statements, Tatum attacked the victim without any reason and chased her from one store to another where Tatum cornered her and stabbed her. The victim was transported to the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries and Tatum was charged with assault with a deadly weapon. Over the weekend, the Fortuna Police Department cited a clerk of Campton Heights Market for selling alcohol to a minor. The clerk will face a minimum fine of $250 and possibly up to 32 hours of community service for a first-time violation. The police department has two programs that involve the prevention of adults buying minors alcohol, one of them being the Minor Decoy Operation, which involves minors who work under the supervision of department agencies as those minors attempt to purchase alcohol at retail stores in Fortuna. The other program is known as the Decoy Shoulder Tap Operation, where a minor, under the supervision of a peace officer, will stand outside a convenience store and ask adults to buy them alcohol. A state bill has been introduced regarding police officer shootings. Dan Squire has more.
State lawmaker Holly Mitchell of Los Angeles has introduced a bill that would change the manner in which criminal grand juries handle police officer-involved shootings that result in the death of suspects. Mitchell's bill argues that the secrecy of the criminal grand jury system, meant to protect the reputation of those accused of crimes, has also kept the public from being fully informed when police officers are accused of excessive force and the subsequent internal determinations of any punishment or sanctions by police departments. Arguing that the public has a right to know how the grand jury operates when it comes to officer-involved shootings, Mitchell's bill would make those proceedings public information.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In late January, the Citizens Advisory Committee for Measure Z was put together, and the committee then quickly held its first meeting February 2nd. County Supervisor Rex Bone says that so far, the fire departments have put together their wish list for the projected revenue for Measure Z, and the committee's first meeting introduced procedures for future meetings.
They've started telling people that the fire departments are putting their wish lists. It's the rural fire departments is what, you know, is where it was, you know, as Chief Ken Woods more aptly said, it's for these rural guys to bring them up to safety standards with equipment and stuff. The committee has met, I believe, once now, and they've kind of got their organizational feet underneath them and then got all the particulars explained to them by the county CAO, Philip Smith Haynes.
Bone also mentioned that having a second set of opinions when it comes to making decisions regarding Measure Z will be beneficial.
Now they'll start dissecting the requests and kind of previewing, you know, looking at everything and deciding and bringing it back to us with suggestions. And again, it lays on us at the end of the day, but it's kind of nice to have a transparent set of eyes or public meetings, a transparent set of eyes coming back, and there's a pretty good cross-section of the community on that committee, so we're very fortunate that these people have stepped up.
The sales tax hike for Measure Z won't come into effect until April 1st. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.